And there are three points I want you to take away from the gospel and the readings today. First is the fact that we will be tempted. From Adam and Eve to Jesus Christ himself to the last human being to ever live, we all face temptation. And this life will be a battle. So we should be prepared to fight, to know that temptation is coming and always ready to face it. Secondly, we can resist that temptation. We can win that fight, and we can avoid sin. Jesus Christ is tempted for the reason of showing us that human beings can resist sin. And we have the example of the saints. And the key to resisting temptation, the key to winning this lifelong battle against the attacks of the devil, is to have a spirit of obedience. Right from the beginning, Jesus Christ is very clear. His only concern is obedience to God, and he is humble. And so when the devil presents an idea, he doesn't even entertain the thought, does this disobey God? Then I won't even talk about it. And he dismisses it. So we have to have that spirit of obedience and have the humility to rely on God's grace, not our strength. Jesus does not look at the devil and say, you can't trick me, I know what you're up to. No, he's very simple. This is the truth, I will obey it. And he has the humility before that. And when we do fall into sin, we have the humility of going to the sacrament of confession, of getting that grace and that forgiveness and picking ourselves back up and continuing to fight that lifelong battle. And lastly, and perhaps most importantly, it is essential that Catholics know Scripture. All three times the devil tempts Jesus, he responds by quoting Scripture. But we have to be careful. We need to know that Scripture the way that it is meant to be known. Because the devil, too, he quotes Scripture to Jesus. There is a right way and a wrong way to understand Scripture. So it is imperative as Catholics that we study and learn Scripture, and that we learn it with the mind of the Church. And when you go to the website where I post my homilies, I'll have a number of links on good ways to approach knowing Scripture the way that a Catholic should. And the reason that Scripture is so important, we should let it form our hearts and minds, is that the world is chock full of images and thoughts and ideas and a worldview that is completely contrary to the truth. The movies and television and music are filling our minds and our hearts with a warped way of seeing the world. They shape our imagination, and that becomes a barrier to seeing the world as it truly is. But Scripture is rich with imagery and all kinds of explanations and a deeper perspective of reality. And we pray with Scripture often. When we learn Scripture and it begins to fill our imagination, it begins to make it so that we can see the world more clearly as it truly is. So we want to fill our hearts and minds with the imagery of Scripture, with its truth, so that we find ourselves thinking in the terms of God's Word rather than thinking in the terms of the world's obsession with itself. So I urge you, stay faithful to Scripture, stay close to it, be prepared to fight that battle, because we can win with the Word of God and with the help of God's grace.